items there?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure because I was just on there earlier today.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. I would have noticed.
I froze on the other one.
Yes, we. Your presence was obvious, was missed.
Suddenly all your little pictures were frozen and I didn't see Sequoia's screen, and here we are. All right, now I see a bunch of people. Okay. All right, so questions. Anybody else? What did you talk about while I was gone? Hi. Oh, yes, okay, good. Mahala. Hey.
Hi. I have a question on... So I'm looking at some of the assessments and scorecards, and I actually have a client, and she filled out all the forms on paper.
Yeah,
I'm getting a little, I'm stumbling over how to calculate the results.
Does it say at the end? It should say how to do it at the end.
It does, but is it so? Not all of them have the same math, right?
Yes. Yeah, so they all have a most of them have a the Candida one's a bit different, but and the I think the neurotransmitter one might be somewhat. But there's basically you look at the total and you calculate the percentage. So if the total max is 57 points because of the numbers distributed, and they have 27, you do 27 over 57 to get there, and then times by 100 to get their percentage.
So, but you calculate, so you add up like all the ones.
Yeah.
Plus all the twos.
All the twos plus all the threes.
All the three. Okay. Yeah. And then you add all those results and that's your score.
Yeah. So say it comes out to be 27, for that section, right? Then you calculate the percentage, and then there's a chart that shows, over 50% is compromised, et cetera.
Right. But then I gave her to fill out the nutrient balance portion. And on that one, it says number of check marks times the value. So that would change it because then it wouldn't be 2 plus 2 plus 2. It would be...
it's always going to be the same. I mean, if some of them might have a higher value than others, I know that that's how we did it on the Candida one. Like there's some things are worth 25 points. Some things are worth 3 points.
Okay.
So if they have a check mark, a yes check mark, then they would get 25 plus 3 plus whatever. So you're always adding up the total of all the scores and you're trying to calculate it as a percentage of the maximum they could get.
Okay. I think I just, for some reason, I was just like...
That's why I like the online forms. And, with Google Forms these days, I mean, if you can take some time, you can actually put them all in, like, Google Forms or find another forms thing. We use Mock Forms, M-A-C-H Forms, just because we've been using it for years and we have hundreds of forms in there, so we don't switch. But and we actually had to have a guy code it to get the calculate them because Mock Forms doesn't automatically calculate for us.
Oh, okay.
So he did, we had a programmer go in and fix it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be very useful because I have to, since my practice is virtual.
Yeah.
It's very hard to, because if the patient doesn't have the ability to scan it and then email you back, me, then I'm kind of stuck.
Absolutely. And that's why I think onlines are best. And, you may pick and choose. As the more you do them, you might pick some of the questions you want to leave out, some of them you want to leave in. But you can, create them in your own. There's no way for us to share ours. If you send them to mine, then I'm going to get all their results.
Right.
Everybody sent theirs to mine. It'd flood our system. And
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay. But you're welcome to do them on yourself. On mine, to just see if it works, right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Glad it's useful. You're just chugging along. I see you're like moving along and doing all these pre-tests.
I'm all over the place because I have patients, whatever their problem is, I'm like, I need to go read this. And I just feel like I have schizophrenic moments where I'm like everywhere and I'm not finishing anything. So I need to kind of focus, but...
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. You know, there's two ways to use this stuff as a resource library or as a learning tool. And I recommend that you do both, really, because if you take it sequentially, yeah, there's stuff you might already know, but it's great to review, but you right. get to build. I mean, it's set up to build on itself, right? Mm-hmm. And so you fill in gaps wherever you have gaps, and then you have a sequential process. And as a resource library, yeah, if somebody comes in with you, to you with adrenals and you want to open up adrenals, you just, you know, you got to ask us to open it up for you. Or you can go to our client program for adrenals, get as much as you can there. And then if you still want more, then you can have us open it for you. So that's the way you can use it as a reference library. But I think, you know, it's really meant to build and then, you know, to take the tests and move on to the next piece. I mean, you can certainly cheat and say, well, no, you can't. You have to take the test. So you can cheat and not watch the stuff and pass the test to get on to the next module.
Right.
But, and if you pass the test without going through the module, then more power to you. Great. But then that's the only way to really get them open. Cause we really do want you to get this. We don't want to,
right.
I don't want people graduating and having them say they came through our school, but they didn't go through half the modules and they don't know anything.
Right.
Right. So, yeah. Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
You else? See chat. Is there anything going on in chat that I should know of, Lynn? I haven't. Oh, the group chat is empty for me now because I just joined back in. So let me know if there's anything there.
No, I was just sharing. I shared some of the links for the things you talked about earlier. I put on there the link for the Vibrant Living member site for mm-hmm. part four of foundations for the recipe and mm-hmm. meals sources right. and then from the Sweet Spot Solution. There were a couple of people when we were talking about ACRs, they talked about Naveen Jain and Dr. Zach Bush.
Did you write those down?
And I have those written down.
Beautiful. Let's add them to the spreadsheet. Laura has a spreadsheet of all the people, and she has like, she writes in when she's reached out and who she's gotten through to and all that.
Great. I put the link on there for Janine for the restorative formulations. And so people know it's on the Facebook site under files, as well as on the resource page in your INE member site. I put a document together for supplement companies you can have access to, and the directions how you can get them, and restorative is one of those.
Yep. Yep, and restorative requires that we've approved you. You know, you can go in and sign up as a client anytime. Anybody can do that just using my code. And you can give them my code if you want. But if you want to do it as a practitioner and purchase them for, you know, resale to your clients, they want us to make sure that you've been approved. So we give them your name.
Right. And I think that's it. Everybody mm-hmm. else was just talking, just saying that they could hear us.
Okay. Sorry about that. My computer, it doesn't look like it's coming back on there. So I'm on my laptop.
Yeah. You know, one thing that, especially since today we were talking about with your Facebook Lives, one thing I thought I would share, and I think I've shared this with you before, as I work on what I want to do with my business. One thing that came up for me, interestingly, was that I have this fear that I actually will get clients. Now, I know that it sounds kind of strange, but I realized that as I was putting things together, I thought, well, what if people really sign up? Then I'm going to have to make room for them on my calendar, and I'll actually have to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I share that just in case anybody else might also be having that same thought process. You know, it's one
thing.
Well,
they may not have the thought process, though, but it might be energetically what's going on. Right? That happens a lot. It's not a conscious thought. It's more of something that's behind the scenes that's holding you back. And like, I know you've been doing a lot of work on yourself and on those blocks, and and it may be revealing itself, but it may not really reveal itself as that thought because you're thinking, oh, that wouldn't be me. I wouldn't, you know what I mean? I wouldn't sabotage it. Mm-hmm. I really want it. But there's this not good enough pattern, or there's the fear of not being able to perform or whatever that comes up. Oh, now it went away completely. I hope my computer comes back. Yeah, so I think that so go on, but I just want to make sure that people are aware that that may not be what comes on in your head. It may be just something that's playing in the background, and that's similar to what happens with our clients. Their fear of getting well. What if I really do get my energy back? What am I going to have to do then? What if I'm not in pain anymore and I don't have that excuse? What am I going to have to do with my life? And so that holds them back from doing the things we ask them to do too.
Right. And that's why I brought this up, is because, you know, we, and especially as we talk, we get kind of enmeshed in the learning, we forget about what we're doing it for. It may be for ourselves and our families, but it also may be that we have this greater purpose of reaching other people. And so we get kind of stuck in that loop. And part of that too is, you don't allow you to come into the picture. What, you know, the gift that you were brought here for. We were brought here to do more than just suck up information like a sponge. It needs to be released to other people and shared with them in that service. And so I'm really working myself with that whole idea and that picture of what would that look like? What would my life look like if I truly lived what that life I'm supposed to live look like? Mm-hmm. I was just reading, there was a young woman, she had a rare form of bone cancer. She was 27 and she just passed away. And she wrote this note like 2 weeks ago. I mean, she like literally just passed away. And in the note it said, you know, she hears people talking about, you know, cellulite or working too hard or not having time for exercise or doing these things. And she says, I just want to shake people and say, just go live your life. And that's, I myself am embracing that for myself. You know, what would my life look like if I actually went to Ireland, like I always say I want to do? What would my life look like if I started running again? What would my life look like if I had a 2-acre garden like I really like? And so I'm really allowing myself to just be in that space of really dreaming and seeing myself in that. And so, again, I just share that because I hope that empowers everybody else here to really delve into the dreams they say they have and really picture yourself there and feel yourself there. Not just have this idea like, oh, that would look great, but feel yourself there. Feel yourself waking up and looking at your calendar and going, oh, great, I get to work with these people today.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
I love it. And that's kind of what I do with heart math. I take people through is say, don't just think about, oh, yeah, I used to pick daisies over there and, oh, that's a nice memory. But, like, actually be there and smell the daisies and pick them and feel it. And we can recreate it in our mind. We can recreate it in our mind, but we can first time create it in our mind. And there's lots of experiments that show that folks who are going to play golf and they visualize it, they watch it, they watch the videos and then they visualize themselves, they feel it, they do it. And then when they actually get out there to do it for the first time, they're actually pretty proficient. So there's so much you can do with your mind, and it's like, see it, have people see it, touch it, feel it. They want to play the piano again, but their hands are all too crinkled up and painful. Okay, see themselves. Just like see themselves in their mind. Hear it. Feel it. feel the keys. Like these are things that if you can really let go and start to work with these sorts of things in addition to the nutrition and the other stuff with your clients, that's when they're going to get well. And there may be some who feel a little bit like it's a little weird, but you know what? When they get the results, they're going to really shift it around. And if they don't, they're probably not your clients. They're not the right clients for you, right? Let them go as just a left brain person who's just going to do that. But if you really want to work with people on a level where they're going to get well, either you do or you work with somebody, you know, you refer to somebody who can take them through some things to help them to really feel themselves well. Like a lot of people, it's just a good excuse. I can't do that because of my arthritis. I can't do that because of my Hashimoto's. I can't do that because of my cellulitis. So I can't do that because of my, and suddenly they've owned this disease. And when you actually envision, help them to envision actually doing it. And sometimes what comes up is that fear. Oh, if I do that, then they'll expect me to go to work again. My husband will expect me to get a full-time job again. And what if I can't deal with that? What if I can't do it? And what if I'm not good enough? And so it does bring up those fears. There's a lot, you know, there's a lot to it here on the biochemical and physiologic and nutrition and all that level. There's also a lot here on the other levels and planes too to keep aware of.
And as those things come up with our clients, you know, we have a tendency to put a judgment on that fear. Mm. And it's neither good nor bad. It just is. And right. And just to do that, one other thing that I was working with somebody last week, and we talked about different things they could do, like making juices or smoothies or whatever, and they, oh, I don't have time. And I said, okay, let's stop for a moment. And I had them shut their eyes and just visualize them making those things. Mm-hmm. I said, how did it feel as you saw yourself actually doing that? Because they have the juicer and they have the nice smooth, you know, the Vitamix, and they have a dehydrator. They had all those things. Oh, but I just don't have time. I said, so, and they were like, wow, I really liked how that felt.
Mm.
And so then the next day they did some juicing. Mm. And so they just sent me a note saying that was really helpful for them.
Mm. Nice.
So I just offer it in case that helps anybody.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Is there any other hand up? Looks like Susan's is up. Susan, is that up again, or did you, I just not put it down?
Helps. No, it should be down.
Okay, lower hand. There we go. Helps. All right. Can't use mouse from one computer with the laptop. It wasn't working. Got to use the right mouse for the right computer. All right. I think we're just about at time. If anybody has any other questions, last questions, otherwise we can call it a night. Is this helpful, guys? Yeah? Useful? Good information? Good sharing? Insights? It's always something new that you learn, and it's a great way to grow. So, well, I thank you for being here and for the patience with my computer. It's still like sitting there flashing at me. Now it's back. So I have to figure out my computer. It might mean that I have to go to bed early tonight. Wouldn't that be nice?
I just wanted to say that I thought your idea of doing the 10 days of Christmas or something?
Yes.
I thought that was a very good idea. Yeah.
Aw, thank you. Yeah, people liked it. People really enjoyed it. Good. Good. Great. Thank you. Unmute. I'm going to unmute everybody. All right, everybody. You're all unmuted. So on the count of three, one, two, three. Bye.
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 Bye. Yeah, see you next time. Bye. Thanks. Bye. See you tomorrow if you come to the ACR with Alan. Right. I highly recommend it. Bye-bye.